Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your host. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. In this episode, we are looking at the FBI investigation into former President Donald Trump. According to the Associated Press, the FBI searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate on Monday, August 8, 2022, as part of a probe into whether he took classified records from the White House to his Florida residence. In a statement released by the former president on Monday, Trump wrote, "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries." You can read his full statement through the link provided in the episode notes. Let's listen to audio reports from the Associated Press detailing the events of the day as well as initial reactions.
Former President Trump is reacting angrily to a reported FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, calling it a weaponization of the justice system. The AP's Sagar Magani.
People familiar with the incident say it was part of an investigation into whether Trump took classified records from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department's been investigating potential mishandling of classified information since the National Archives and Records Administration said it took 15 boxes of classified records from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. The search is a dramatic escalation of the law enforcement scrutiny of Trump, who said his home was raided and under siege. He's casting it as part of a Democrat-led effort to stop him from winning back the White House in 2024.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Republicans are standing up to criticize the move. The AP's Eric Tucker reports Trump is leading the criticism.
From the perspective of Donald Trump and from the perspective of his supporters, there is a recognition that an FBI search warrant in some ways carries a degree of political benefit. It has the potential to portray him as a victim of overzealous law enforcement. And so in a certain sense, the president was very eager to announce it. And he decried it as something that you would expect from a third world country.
A Justice Department spokesperson declined to comment on the search, including whether Attorney General Merrick Garland had personally authorized it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Donald Trump's family and backers are ripping the FBI search of Trump's Florida home. Eric Trump says it's yet another attack against all the Trumps.
There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back.
Telling Fox News Channel's Hannity, Democrats have a clear goal.
They don't want Donald Trump to run and win again in 2024.
The Trumps accuse Democrats of weaponizing the Justice Department. GOP Senator Roger Wicker says Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Chief Chris Wray must explain why the search happened.
We deserve answers. We deserve the transparency.
The department's not commenting. At the White House,
we did not have advance notice.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said she has no comment about the search itself.
This is a criminal investigation that the Department of Justice is independently running.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an article titled, "Mar-a-Lago Search, Just Part of One of Several Trump Probes," the Associated Press details the ongoing investigations into the former president. Regarding this case, authors Lindsay Whitehurst and Alana Durkin-Richer note, "There are multiple federal laws dictating how classified records and sensitive government documents must be handled, including statutes that make it a crime to remove such material. A search doesn't necessarily mean criminal charges are imminent, but to get a warrant, federal agents would have to convince a judge they have probable cause to think a crime occurred." You can read the full breakdown, including details of the Justice Department's probe into the 2020 election and Capitol riot, an investigation in Georgia over the 2020 election, and New York's civil investigation into the Trump Organization through a link in this episode's show notes. In another article from the Associated Press, titled, "Did Trump Break the Law? FBI search raises fresh questions, reporter Eric Tucker writes, Dateline, Washington. The year was 2016. The presidential candidate under investigation was Hillary Clinton, and the FBI director at the time, James Comey, laid out the factors the Justice Department weighs in deciding whether to charge someone with mishandling classified records. Fast forward to 2022, and that tutorial proves instructive as another candidate from that election, Donald Trump, is entangled in an FBI probe related to sensitive government documents. Whether an FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence is a prelude to criminal charges is unknown. The action Monday nonetheless focuses attention on the thickest of statutes that govern the handling of government records. Though the department's own history of prosecutorial discretion, some high-profile investigations have ended without charges or in misdemeanor plea deals, makes it hard to forecast with certainty what might happen this time. Quote, these are statutes that have historically not been enforced to the fullest extent, unquote, said University of Texas law professor Stephen Vladek. You can read the full article through the link in the show notes. And now let's listen to audio from Walker with Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, one of the many Republicans rallying behind the former president. Walker also explains the perspective of the FBI and Justice Department.
We talked to Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, and this is what he had to say.
When all this went down in Mar-a-Lago, my phone blew up. Friends and family members asked me, what in the world is going on? Why is the law not being applied equally? You know, friends texted me things like, is the FBI turned into the Gestapo?
That sentiment that we heard expressed from Senator Marshall is a very common reaction that we have been hearing from Republican lawmakers and allies of former President Trump. The flip side of that argument, though, is that the FBI conducts court-authorized search warrants day in and day out of subjects of an investigation. So from the perspective of the FBI and Justice Department, they would argue that they did everything by the book and consistent with the way they approach all investigations, regardless of who the person is.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.